Let me just begin by saying that there are two sides to every story, and this is my side, the right one.
Olive is the best student, easily earning top grades, A's, in all of her classes. Her social life, on the other hand, gets low marks until, inspired by the ordeal of Hester Prynne in the 19th century novel The Scarlet Letter, Olive decides to invent a reputation for herself and at the same time help out a few friends.
So here it is, part one.
Do you want to go out with me?
Brandon, just a couple hours ago you told me you were gay.
You said I should pretend to be straight.
I didn't mean with me.
I am tormented every day at school. Just one good imaginary fling.
Which brings us to part two.
Is that Olive with Brandon?
Faster than you can say Twitter, everyone in the entire school is talking about and inflating Olive's exploits.
It's nothing, it's just the rumor mill.
What's the rumor mill churning out these days? Anything interesting?
You know, not really. Not really. It's a little low on grist.
Oh, clever wordplay. I like it very much. You must be related to me.
Only by marriage.
Emma Stone stars as Olive, a character she found refreshingly different from the usual Hollywood stereotypes of teenagers.
Absolutely. It's so different and unique from anything I'd read before, and there's so many messages throughout it, but it's not speaking down to anybody, and it's not a message movie. You know, it's funny and it's sweet, and I just thought Olive was just such an amazing character, and trying to bring her to life was the only challenge. You know, sometimes you read a character and you think, oh, I could go a million different ways with this, but that wasn't the case with Olive. She was who she was, and it was just really fantastic from the first read.
Olive, do we need to have the talk again?
No, it's just a thing that's going around.
You know, nothing you're saying is making me feel any better.
Not to mention how you've been dressing the last few days. No judgment, but you kind of look like a stripper.
Mom!
A high-end stripper. For governors or athletes, but stripper nonetheless.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm just trying to mix it up a little.
Patricia Clarkson and Stanley Tucci co-star as Olive's mom and dad. The parents in most teen comedies are often portrayed as, to say the least, dense. But as Tucci points out, that's another way Easy A is different.
That's what I really liked about it. It was, you know, the script is very smart and the characters are unusual for movies like this because they are smart as well. I mean, they are the ultimate parents, these two, you know. We all wish we could be like them or have them as parents.
You guys know that I was here all weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you were upstairs.
Yeah.
You would testify to that?
Yeah.
I would take a bullet for you. You know that.
That is comforting.
That's how I am. That's how I roll. That's how I do.
Director Will Gluck says the parents are the key to Olive's cleverness.
Olive's an interesting character. You know, she doesn't do some great things. She's smarter than people. But I really wanted to show where she came from. So I actually added a couple scenes with Patty and Stanley to kind of do that. And it shows you where Olive came from. To me, it's like they're very smart. They know what's going on, but they let their daughter make their own mistakes instead of telling them.
On the other hand, the screenplay by Bert V. Royal is less than kind to Olive's classmates, who are in an evangelical Christian youth group.
We need to pray for her, but we also need to get her the hell out of here.
Amen.
Director Gluck admits the film may give the impression of criticizing their religious fervor.
I never wanted to make fun of or mock evangelical Christians. I wanted to make fun of and mock zealots. I didn't care who they were. They happened to be Christian. So one of the comments I've been getting is that, you know, why so hard on evangelical Christians? And my response is I'm not at all. If I could pull something back, it would be the actual religion-specific part of it.
What you heard in the bathroom the other day wasn't true at all.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not the one that you have to answer to for your depraved behavior. There's a higher power that will judge you for your indecency.
Tom Cruise.
I hope for your sake that God has a sense of humor.
Oh, I have 17 years worth of anecdotal proof he does.
The cast of Easy A also features Amanda Bynes as the leader of the Cross Your Heart Club. Penn Badgley is the one classmate who gets what Olive is up to. And Thomas Hayden Church plays her teacher and mentor. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.